No, there was not starvation in Gaza after 2005. No, there was no deficit of goods coming in. I've been plenty of
times.
There was
no deficit?
No, there are
no
plenty
goods were kept out.
There are plenty. How many? Have you been to the crossing points?
No.
When were you last there at all?
I've never been.
You've never been?
Well, am I not allowed to talk about it now? I've never been to. Have you ever been to Nazi Germany? Are you allowed to have feelings about them?
You can't time travel, but you can. But you can travel.
Okay, but so what? So what's the point? Like,
no,
okay.
I find that
lots
very...
of people have been there and agree with me, and lots of people have been there and agree with you.
Yeah, but
so
if
I don't
you're
going to
spend a year and a half talking about a place, you should at least do the courtesy of visiting it.
All right. I just think this is a non-argument.
You don't
but
think?
Okay. So you're not
That's
allowed to speak
to
about
me.
Things that you've read about. You can only speak about things that you've seen with your own eyes.
Hello, I'm Douglas Murray. And I am really, really, really into freedom of expression. I'm an extremely intelligent and logical man, and I am very, very much into freedom of expression and freedom of thought, except on certain things. On important things. For example, when people ask me about group differences in intelligence...
After talk, a young man, a student, came over to ask a question afterwards. And he said, this was a real warning flash, you'll know this. He said, I don't understand why you don't talk about IQ differentials. And I was sort of trying to dodge this young guy, because to me it's...
I'm not going to go there.
Moving swiftly on, you know, I said to him, I just would feel nervous about a future in which people were really interested in IQ difference.
I don't really want to go there because that could cause problems with me, striking the exact balance between kind of bravery signalling about how distant I am and how amazingly controversial I am, and actually having an easy life and earning lots of money. That could kind of go too far and interfere with my ability to earn lots of money. So what I do is I bravery signal about believing in free speech and in pursuing all kinds of ideas. But I don't want to look at certain ideas, certain important ideas, because that could be crossing the border and that could mean that the invites to parties are less frequent. And I'm not sure about that. And if people disagree with me, you know, I'm not sure about being disagreed with. I am right. And so if someone puts an argument to me that I don't like, then I will say things like, oh, well, you can't be right. You can't be right because you haven't actually been there. You haven't been to Palestine. And so how can I, you know, how can you have an opinion on something unless you've actually been there? Despite the fact that in all other walks of life, I'm happy to express opinions on places that I haven't actually been to. I will counter-argue, oh, I can express an opinion on Nazi Germany because I can't get a time machine and go there, but I can. But you must go to Palestine if you want to express an opinion on Palestine, even though that makes absolutely no sense. But it allows me to seem sort of virtuous and to seem uber logical and to seem highly consistent. Whereas in reality, it doesn't make any sense. You know, it makes absolutely no sense at all. And worst of all, I will go on about how much I believe in free speech, but ultimately, and diversity of opinions and whatever. But ultimately, I don't like the way that Twitter confronts me with opinions that aren't mine.
I think authority matters, and I think that if you just throw a lot of shit out there and then say, I'm not interested in the alternative views on this, and particularly when it's a counter-narrative that is wildly off. And when you get people, look, I just feel, we should get it out straight away, I feel you've opened the door to quite a lot of people who've now got a big platform who have been throwing out counter-historical stuff of a very dangerous kind.
You mean Daryl?
Look, these guys are not historians. They're not knowledgeable about anything.
No one's calling Ian Carroll
a
historian.
No, but then why listen to their views on Churchill?
Daryl is incredibly knowledgeable.
He's not.
And I will use all kinds of manipulative, fallacious tactics. I will say, oh, I don't want to hear about somebody that has 1,000 followers. He's got a new view on JFK and all this. I don't want to hear about that. But ultimately, that logic leads to inexorably to saying, I don't want to be confronted with opinions that aren't mine. I may dismiss those opinions as wacky. I may dismiss those opinions as beyond the pale. But the thing is that there are opinions which are not wacky, such as what I mentioned earlier about certain group differences that are genetic, which I also dismiss as wacky. because they make me uncomfortable, or having to contemplate them might mean I'd have to contemplate actually telling the truth, and I'd have to contemplate the fact that I'm really just a bravery signaller who will only go so far, because otherwise I don't get invited to the parties. So basically what I'm saying is, it's a bit like the Reformation and the way that that allowed new opinions to be expressed and spread through printing. I don't like the way that Twitter confronts me with opinions that aren't mine. And I will dress this up as saying those opinions are wacky and crazy and ludicrous and involve believing that the world is flat or that the moon landing never happened or whatever. But the, following the logic, it's things that are empirically justifiable that I don't like that Twitter confronts me with. And I don't like that. Really, what I want is to live in a little cocoon in which I am not exposed to views that aren't mine, but yet at the same time, I want to be able to say I am fully in favour of free speech and fully in favour of everyone being allowed to have their opinions. I just don't want to hear them. So yeah, that's me really. I'm Douglas Murray, and there are certain areas of scholarly research that I just want to dismiss because I just don't want to have to think about them.
Are you ready for the future of the West?